I do know that he had a trade. He was an upholsterer, a furniture upholsterer, and perhaps that's the business that you're referring to. I never visited him there. Let's see. Yeah. Is the implication that he inherited that business from an uncle and that business was located in San Francisco?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's probably it.
It says, moved back to USA in summer of 1957, lived in San Francisco where he ran his own business, which was part of an inheritance from his uncle.
Yeah.
Continued to play clarinet regularly, worked with Marty Marsala, Earl Hines, Burt Bales, Dick Oxtut, Eddie Smith, Bill Erickson, et cetera. I guess you qualify as the et cetera.
Yeah. Well, when Chilton mentions Bill Erickson, then I fall into that category too, because Bill Erickson was leader of the Monkey Inn group, you see.
Goody seems to have had a quite distinct growl to his clarinet playing.
Well,
very sharp timbre.
Okay, that's a better word, I think. He did. It's quite distinctive. It's a quite strong vibrato. I don't know if he actually ever growled. I wouldn't use that term, I don't think.
Well, let's say it's a dirty tone. It's not a proper, you know...
That's true.
Classical conservatory tone.
No, that part's true. It's a very, very much a personalized voice, and which is quite characteristic of real New Orleans clarinet players. Each one of them, the great ones, has his own voice, and you can recognize them when you get to know that voice. You can recognize them on recordings without reading the label, like Albert Nicholas or Omer Simeon, Frank Goody, might not have the proper knowledge in this about Edmund Hall, but Edmund Hall was instantly recognizable. Also, I'm not sure he was a New Orleanian, so he's another major example of this. And he did have a growl in his tone, which some people found something somewhat distasteful to that.
When you say he, you mean Goody or
no?
Or
I'm
Darnell
talking
Howard?
About Edmund Hall.
Edmund Hall, yes.
I wouldn't say that Goody had a growl in his tone quality, but he did have a very personal and rather strong vibrato.